Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, broadcasting to you live from an undisclosed location in the Mile High City. Now, for your ears' pleasure, Michael Amadei and JT.
But write one or two indicative words for the future. But I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. At this moment, you're listening to a community of poets. You're joining with us from all around the world. We come together in love for the written word, the spoken word. Welcome home. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, the last show of 2019. I'm one of your hosts, Michael Amadei. I'm sitting here across from Mr. JT, my co-host, the man who keeps everything moving. How are you, sir?
I'm all right.
How was Christmas?
Christmas was good. It was quiet. We didn't do much. The kids came over, so.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Wonderful. Just a little bit, and then they went back home.
Yeah. So it was just a really relaxed night.
And it was.
Well, very good. Very good. For me, you know, we did a lot of music. Christmas Eve was all about music. I didn't get to go to see my family, my dad's side of the family, that were having a gathering, because theirs is right during the time when I was having to rehearse and play. So by the time I finished and I was leaving, I got a text, hey, everybody's leaving. It's like, okay, well, I guess I won't. But my brother played, I think, 9 performances.
Wow.
I think it was nine on Christmas Eve. That's a lot. You know, and he was just in a church a little bit farther away, one of the larger churches where they just do services all day. And it's just part of a working musician kind of thing, you know? So I did that, and then Christmas was off, and that was really nice.
Good.
And spend it with family and everything. I'm happy to be here, though. And I was telling you this when I got in. It's just things have been feeling really off just because of the timing of, you know, Christmas. And I was like, it's just breaking things up. It feels strange. But I'm really excited because I want to do a little bit of stuff about some goal setting, creative goal setting with the people on the show tonight.
Yeah.
I want to kind of lay some things out for us. Maybe we can kind of live on the air lay out what our goals are for world poetry specifically, and then maybe one or two things, you know, that we want to do personally.
Yeah.
Because I think while making a news resolution, you shouldn't have to do it just because it's New Year's. It's an arbitrary time. But why not? Why not take this time to use it as a mental break? Mm-hmm. It's fine. So we'll definitely be talking about that. We're going to have some great poetry tonight. Now, I do want to add a few things in here very quickly. Is number one, if you're listening and you haven't yet picked up a copy of the anthology, the 2019 World Poetry Open Mic anthology has some amazing poetry in it, including from some of the people that are on the show this evening and from Mr. JT right here. You can find it on Amazon. There's a link on our webpage. There's a link in the chat room there. And that just goes to help support the show. It pays for our web hosting. It pays for all of those things that we do. And it's really appreciated. It's also a great way to just support the community here as well so we can continue going forward. We're in our 8th year now, man.
Yeah.
8th year.
That's a lot.
I remember when we told people we were doing it, and they're like, oh, okay, yeah, a year. That's cool. And then right around like 2 years, 3 years, they're like, oh, you guys have been doing it a while. Now I say 8 years, and they're like, what? Like, it's just gone from like, okay, that's cool, to like incredulousness now.
Yep.
Now, I know there's people who've been going along a lot longer than us, like Nyla. She's been doing quite a bit longer. But it kind of feels like it's a habit now.
Yeah.
It's a habit.
It's a good habit.
Yeah, it is a good habit. So I'm happy to do it. I'm happy to be here with you, and I'm happy to be here with everybody who is on the show this evening. Let's see. I'm looking in the chat room to see who's around.
Just shows Dennis and Jim, but I think there's a couple others.
Yeah, there might be a couple others. That's okay. Well, we'll just see, because sometimes people listen and actually aren't communicating either.
Yeah.
So so let's do this. I'm going to get into the rules.
Okay.
And then we'll jump in to the first segment and just see what happens. It could be a short night tonight. That's okay.
Maybe
We're guaranteed two, so here we go. All right, the rules are, number one, no hate speech. We've never done that. We never will. Number two, please skew PG-13 if you can with your work. We're not in the business of censoring anyone, but we want to make this a friendly place for families and for younger people. So we just want to make it kind of a welcoming place. If things get a little too, you know, out there, we reserve the right to jump in. Otherwise, just do your best to not share erotic stuff or something like that, unless it's a designated time for that. Rule number three, please be prepared with your poem when we come on the line. It just really helps us to, you know, kind of keep the show moving. It's just kind of respectful to everyone else. We understand if a device turns off or whatever at the last second. Those strange things do happen, but just do everything you can to be ready. Rule number four, please keep your work no longer than 3 to 5 minutes long. Once again, that's just a respect and kind of timing thing. And rule number five is for JT and I. We love your comments. We love suggestions. However, we can't remember them very well when we're doing all the things we're doing during the show. So email them to us at worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com, or you can put them in the contact form there on the site, and then we will discuss them when we get together off the show nights. And we really do use a lot of those suggestions. So please send them to us there. All right, those are our rules there. Anything you need to add before we get in?
No, I'm good.
All right, cool. So we need first five callers, 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
No matter your gender.
No matter your religion.
No matter where you are from.
You have a voice that matters.
You have a poetic home here.
Free from judgment.
Free from hate. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic.
So I was working on the introductory kind of speech for the officiant speech for this wedding I'm doing New Year's Day. And the way I first read, I started over, because the way I started was, I began to write this while sitting at dinner on Christmas Eve, alone. I find it very difficult to make friends. That's how I started the speech.
Pretty good.
It's not a bad beginning.
No, I like it.
Okay,
because I know your humor. So
well, that's the whole reason they're asking me to do it. Is my humor. Yeah. So maybe that is something I should do. But I do have things in there about, you know, saying do you promise to, you know, to love her and cherish her in sickness and in health and all that. And I'll say, in the case of something else, I'm like, in case of loss of limb and replacement of the limb from an Argentinian cat burglar who steals a neighbor's cats. I just have things like that in there.
That'd be good. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
It's almost like, what's his name? The guy who did Hitchhiker's Guide.
Douglas Adams.
It's almost kind of like a Douglas Adams wedding
speech.
So we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. I would like it if it goes well.
Yes.
But we'll see. I'll let you know. If I'm crying on the show next week, you'll know how it goes.
I hope you do.
All right. I absolutely will. So keep in mind here, we are going to be asking everyone kind of about creative New Year's resolutions. And if you don't have one, I understand. But it's just kind of like, what's the thing you want to see as a poet, as a creative person over the next year, the next 365 days in the year 2020? What are we going to do to kind of step yourselves forward and make your work kind of closer to the world you want it to be, in the kind of career that you want it to be as a writer and as a poet? But think about that now. We'll ask later during the return, okay? I want you just thinking about that in case you don't have one, and then we'll just kind of get into it.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to head now into the first segment. The person leading us off is the guy who's been with us the longest. Let's go to Dennis in Michigan. Hello, Dennis. Happy late
Hello.
Christmas. How are
Sorry,
you?
Sorry, didn't mean to step on you.
Oh, it is just fine. Hey, I received a very beautiful, touching message from Dennis when I was in the middle of a rehearsal. So I apologize for not responding back, but happy late Christmas, happy holidays to you, and happy early New Year.
Well, thank you so much.
Well, of course. How was your holiday? How was Christmas?
my holiday. It was a very good one. They had a lot of family activities, and it just went so well. You know, can't complain a bit.
Well, very good. That's what we want, a Christmas with no complaints.
Actually,
that sounds like it'd be a good, that's a good title for a book.
It is.
Christmas with no complaints. All right. Well, anyway, Dennis, I'm going to give you the stage and then we'll talk after. Okay.
All right. Sounds good. First, I'd like to, before I read my poetry, I'd like to wish everybody happy Hanukkah, happy Christmas, and happy Kwanzaa, and any other holiday you choose to celebrate, good for you, and I hope you have a good one. All right. So I'm going to read a poem by the poet of the month, Rainier Rilke. And the title of the poem is Fear of the Inexplicable. But fear of the inexplicable has not alone impoverished the existence of the individual. The relationship between one human being and another has also been cramped by it, as though it had been lifted out of the riverbed of endless possibilities and set down on a fallow spot on the bank, to which nothing happens. For it is not inertia alone that is responsible for human relationships repeating themselves from case to case, indescribably monotonous and unrenewed. It is shyness before any sort of new, unforeseeable experience with which one does not think oneself able to cope. But only someone who is ready for everything, who excludes nothing, not even the most enigmatical, will live the relationship to another as something alive and will himself draw exhaustively from his own existence. For if we think this experience of the individual as a larger or smaller room, it appears evident that most people learn to know only a corner of their room, a place by the window, a strip of floor on which they walk up and down. Thus, they have a certain security, and yet that dangerous insecurity is so much more human, which drives the prisoners in Poe's stories to feel out the shapes of their horrible dungeons and not be strangers to the unspeakable terror of their abode. We, however, are not prisoners. No traps or snares are set about us, and there is nothing which should intimidate or worry us. We are set down in life as the element to which we best correspond. And over and above this, we have, through thousands of years of accommodation, become so like this life that when we hold still, we are, through a happy mimicry, scarcely to be distinguished from all that surrounds us. We have no reason to mistrust our world, for it is not against us. It has it terrors? They are our terrors. Has it abysses? Those abysses belong to us. Our dangers at hand, we must try to love them. And only we arrange our life according to that principle, which counsels us that we must always hold to the difficult, then that which now still seems to us most alien will become what we most trust and find most faithful. How should we be able to forget those ancient myths about dragons that at the last moment turn into princesses? Perhaps all the dragons of our lives are princesses who are only waiting to see us once beautiful and brave. Perhaps everything terrible in its deepest being, something it being something helpless, and that wants a help from us. End of poem. A poem by Rainier Rilke.
Dennis leading us off with a poem by Rilke, and a great reading. And you know, I really enjoy his work. It's different, but I really enjoy it. What are your thoughts, having looked through some of them?
Well, I look at his poetry, and what hit me is he wrote about life and circumstances and the different aspects of life. Each poem is like a little vignette, yeah, of life, a little snapshot, and he expresses himself so well.
Yeah, he really does.
I really enjoyed reading the poetry by him, and I didn't know him before. And thank you for making him the poet of the month, and that I got introduced to him. And I'm going to dig deeper on Rilke. He has a lot of good stuff there, and I'm going to enjoy it all the more, thanks to you.
Oh, absolutely. Now, Dennis, I will tell you, have you read his book, Letters to a Young Poet?
I have not read that yet.
That I would, I recommend. It's kind of, it's well known. It's him writing, I think, letters to someone who is asking for advice. And it is absolutely fantastic for inspiring kind of that poetic life, and you can find it for free online. I mean, it's very popular. It's translated from German.
Well, gosh, I hope I'm not too old for it. Now, I'm sure I could get some good out of it. Anyway, you look at it.
I think it's really worth it. So,
I will check it out, and I appreciate the suggestion.
Of course. Thank you for the read, and we appreciate you so much, Dennis, and we look forward to hearing from you in the return engagement.
Well, that appreciation works both ways. It is definitely mutual. Thank you so much. And I'm going to step aside, let the next poet step up to the mic. I'm going to say, God bless.
Hey, God bless, Dennis.
God bless. And that was Dennis leading us off here in the first segment, calling from Michigan, the Finger State.
Finger?
Wait, the finger.
Mitten.
The mitten. Oh, you know what I was thinking? There was a character I saw who was talking about the Finger Lakes.
Ah.
And I mixed up in my head.
Gotcha.
The mittens. But there's a finger. This is the wrist of the Mitten State, though.
Yeah, he lives carpal, in the wrist.
The carpal tunnel of the Mitten State.
The carpal tunnel of the Mitten State.
As they say. All right, let's head now to Pennsylvania, the scariest state in the union, and let's visit with Jim. Hello, Jim.
Hello.
Happy late Christmas. How are you?
Yes, I am fine.
All right. Well, good. Happy to hear. How about this? Let's give you the stage, and then we'll talk after. Okay.
Okay. Well, I have two that I could choose from: the breakdown or He Waited to Watch. Which one?
Breakdown.
Okay. All right. So this one is inspired by the video for Drive by the Cars. So, one-way mental boxing matches, pain turns to tears, intense, constant, unrelenting, the psyche upon the rack, and tears morphing to laughter, hysterical, the mind trapped in its personal Iron Maiden. End of poem.
I like that.
Having a personal Iron Maiden is definitely a luxury, but not at the same time. It's
definitely would not want to be in one of those.
No, I would not either. I remember actually seeing one when I was on a tour going, yeah.
You'd really get the point.
You do. You get more than one point. No, absolutely. A great piece, and really appreciate you sharing it with us. What are you doing for not New Year's resolution, but what do you do usually over New Year's?
Usually I just lounge around the house, wait for the pork and sauerkraut to finish cooking.
Oh.
This year I have to work. So I don't know if I'm going to stay up to see the ball drop and have Barbara Walters show up and say, "I'm Barbara Walters and this is 2020.
Nice.
Well done, Jim.
And
it's so wrong if they don't.
Yeah, it's true.
Missed opportunity.
It's, you know.
It would be a missed opportunity.
That'd be another good name for a book. It would be a missed opportunity. I just dot, dot, dot. Well, Jim, we hope to talk to you, of course, during the return engagement, but thank you so much. It's great to hear your voice, as always. And thank you for the very kind message earlier about, just wishing a Merry Christmas and everything. It was very, very kind of you. And we wish it to you back just retroactively, okay?
Thank you. How was your Christmas day?
It was great. I didn't have to work. It was so nice because Christmas Eve was all music and playing and all that. So it was nice to kind of just wake up and just have kind of an easy morning and just a good day filled with, family and my 4-year-old niece jumping on my head and pretending to be a Tyrannosaurus Rex and stuff like that. So yeah, that's really what it was.
Mine was right out of the Christmas Story.
Which part?
Well, I didn't get a Red Ryder BB gun, so I didn't shoot my eye out. And we went to Golden Corral for the buffet. Okay. They were closed.
Oh, no.
So guess what we did?
Chinese restaurant.
Yes. There was a buffet, Chinese buffet, just down the road from there.
Did you ask them to sing Christmas carols?
No. Darn. Hey, in my defense, I've only seen that movie once.
Hey, you know what?
That was when I was going to go meet Randy.
Oh, really?
He was at the Hershey Comic Con, and Danielle had gone. We decided to get a DVD so I could actually watch the movie for the first time.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. He signed it for her. Who's a little piggy? Oink, oink.
Yep.
That is, now I'm going to have to watch that movie, dude. I remember loving that movie growing up.
I really did.
Jim, thank you so much, buddy. And we're going to talk more during the return, okay? But we're talking about, creative and like poetic New Year's resolution, something you want to see within the next year. So be thinking about it. We'll ask you about it next time.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay. We'll talk to you then.
Okay.
And that was Jim Collin from Pennsylvania, the number 2 spot here in our first segment. We only have 4 people in our first segment. That's crazy. But we are guaranteed 2, so it's no question there. We'll just see. I have a feeling the second one's going to be a little bit more busy. Might be. Maybe not. Be chill. It's usually chill after a holiday in the first place.
Yeah.
Let's go now to Barbara in Connecticut. Hello, Barbara.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good.
Happy Hanukkah, happy Christmas. How was the holiday?
Oh, it was good. We watched a lot of Christmas movies and did stuff like that. I baked a ton of Christmas cookies, as you saw.
Oh, yes.
And we still have some left. We had some, and we gave away a lot of them, but we do still have some left.
Barbara,
and,
that's funny because we didn't receive any I'm just kidding.
As I told someone else, last year I did send cookies to someone, and they did love them. But this year, I didn't bake as many, so because this person couldn't get them anymore. So anyway, my Christmas was interesting. We went to Christmas Eve, unfortunately. We had planned to make a rib roast, and we didn't get the prime rib. We just got a rib roast, and I was cooking it, and it was fine. And then I put one of those thermometers in the instant read, and I forgot that you're not supposed to leave them in the oven. And so it wasn't long enough to really do any damage, but it did separate, and the metal stayed in the meat. So we had this huge problem of what to do with the meat, because we paid $50 for the thing, even though it wasn't prime rib, you know. And so we decided to actually cut off the part where the thermometer had gone, which was actually the fatty part. And we had the rest of the meat, which was delicious. You know, put it back in, let it cook a little more. And
now, Barbara, I have to tell you, I don't sympathize with the story, because it just sounds awesome. I mean, this whole story just sounds great. Oh, you had to cut the fat off. Oh no, I'm so sorry to hear about that.
Well, it's the fatty part, you know.
You're gonna cut it off anyway. Yeah.
But then the next day we went to see Little Women. It was really, really awesome.
Is it good? I was wondering about that. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really, really good. If you're looking for a Little Women that is exactly like the book in lockstep order, you're not going to find that there. It's not like the Katharine Hepburn or the Winona Ryder one. It's more Greta Gerwig just doing her thing. I really loved it. Really, really loved it. Acting was superb. Everything was great. I loved it. And I was a big, you know, don't touch my Little Women. But I did love it. So we saw that. And someone asked me, did you get any presents? I said, no, but just being with my daughters was enough for me. Even though they wanted to kill me for leaving the thermometer in, and we had a moment that just was straight out of some kind of movie.
Oh, tell them to stop their moaning. Everything worked out just fine.
They were worried that we were going to get poisoned, whatever. I said, no, you're eating this. I cooked this. Anyway, I have some belated Christmas. I read it on my show. I had my show, Michael, which you didn't get to be on, but on my holiday show yesterday, where everyone reads a Christmas story. And after a while, everyone had read two Christmas stories. Stan was on, and I had my friend, who else was on? Oh, God. Oh, yeah, Marta Moran Bishop. She's really nice. And I had a little bit of my friend Amy. She came on, and then her phone died. So, but Stan was on the whole time. And at the end, everybody was reading poems and stuff, and I read this. So here goes. The Magic of Christmas. The magic of Christmas is inside of you, no matter your religion or race. It's the smile in the eyes of a stranger as you pass on the street. It's the joy of a child as they see a Santa Claus, the laugh as they realize he might be real. It is not in the mercantile gifts that are displayed or the decorations placed around to show the season. It is in the hearts of anyone who wishes to make another happy and who truly wants peace in the world. You don't need a gift to feel its magic, only the bliss of knowing you have made another happy with your thoughts. And though you may get gifts, it is the expression on the face of the ones who give them to you that are your gifts. For in the giving is the true magic you will feel. And in your words, going out to the world is the essence of what Christmas is about. We are the ambassadors of Christmas, and we must shower its splendor everywhere we go, like the snow showers that glisten down at this time. Our love should glimmer into each one we meet. So I'm bringing these snowflakes of Christmas pleasure to all who read these words and hope that they land and cause a glow to spread as they see the sprouts of true joy in anyone who happens to encounter them. End poem.
Very, very well done.
Thank you. I wrote that last year. I'm not sure if I ever got to read it, but
I don't. Something sounds familiar. So I wouldn't be surprised if you had, but I also don't feel 100% like I've heard that one before. But you know, it all starts to bleed together eventually. So
I know. And I would have sent you a card, Michael, if I knew your address. And I definitely need your address for next year. So
okay. Well, you know, we used to actually, people don't know this, we actually used to have Krispy Kreme donuts for sale on our site for a while. You could actually buy Krispy Kreme donuts and have them delivered to your house.
Are you kidding
me? They were in the store section of World Poetry Open Mic, and I think one person actually ordered it, and I don't remember who it was, but someone actually did order
donuts.
It.
Yeah, we have a place up here, Donut Crazy, that we always get donuts from, but this Christmas we did not get donuts because we were so donated out from having so many donuts before Christmas.
It's the holiest of all pastries. I mean, you've got to.
Well, we have had, I did make latkes.
I'm a fan of latke. That's a t-shirt.
Oh, you would like
I am
these.
A fan of latke. I really am a fan. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I just don't ever eat it, though.
I made them from scratch with the potato, grated the potato and the onion and all that stuff, and it was really good.
Well,
we have a few left, but they're hard to put in the mail.
Don't tempt me, Barbara. I'm not flying to Connecticut. All right, so here's what we're going to do. Before we keep talking about recipes, we're going to move on, and then we'll talk some more during the return, okay?
Yes, I will. I will think about my creative
New Year's resolution
experiences. Okay, talk to you later, Michael.
Talk to you then. Bye. And that was Barbara, as you could have gathered. Number three in the first segment here on World Poetry Open Mic, the last show of 2019. Now we're going to go to Cleveland, Ohio, to a little place. Wait, I already said the name of the place. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Let's go to Mama Oladeji.
Cleveland, Ohio. A little place.
Wait,
I already said the name of the place. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Let's go to Mama Oladeji.
Hey, Mama.
Hello. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Happy early New Year. Happy happy late Christmas. Happy holidays.
Yeah. That part.
How are you?
I'm pretty good.
I'm happy to hear that.
I sent you a private message with a guy singing. You never did say how much you liked him.
When did you say? Okay, I'll have to look it up here at a later time. I was in this last week. I was in nothing but rehearsals and playing music all week for work. So I apologize if I wasn't getting back.
It was really good. So I hope you enjoy it. Just give me some feedback when you get it.
Sounds good.
Okay, what do you want to hear? You want to hear One Night Stand, or do you want to hear The Loathsome Bard, or Let Your Yay Mean Yay?
What do you think? Bard? Yeah.
The Loathsome Bard?
That's the one. Yep.
Okay.
It sounds like the story of my life, Mama, so I'm going to let you read it, and I'm going to sit back.
It's an old one, but it's kind of funny. And the name of it again is called The Loathsome Bard. He stands before us to deliver a poem, a prose, a verse, a rhyme, or a message. His manner is quite manifesting, and his confidence puts the crowd at ease. Soon. And very soon, too soon, we loathe him. There is too much cluster on his magniloquent vine of strung together words without substance. Though the use of an apophysis gives poetic license to insult, we loathe him instantly. the silver-tongued orator's brilliance soon becomes wearisome. While the mute, articulate points of his eccentric ramblings lead us to dead ends, unfulfilled and burdened, we now loathe him. The loathsome bard goes on to rant about degrading and desolate issues of life which we felt the bard had not concerned. His bombast delivery to some appears eloquent, grandstand language bellowed out quite grandiloquent, word vagary, leading us nowhere as we listen to his charades. We loathe him. Though quite colorful and pompous, he leaves us in shambles, brain scrambled, and we loathe him. The once brilliant verse, though well rehearsed, becomes tiresome. The bard went not in hard. We, the discombobulated, pray aloud, next poet, please, Lord. We are all relieved as he finally did leave because he looked better going than coming. With our intellect, he was toying. Though the bard was not hard, he most certainly was annoying. In peace.
Mom, I like that.
It would take JT to pick that one.
Yeah. Of course JT picks that one. Yeah. Mama, I'm glad we did. We enjoyed it. We really did. And thank you so much. And happy to hear you doing well. And hoping to hear from you in the return engagement.
I got something for that. Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to do one night stand. Yeah.
All right. Now, also be thinking about maybe this goes in line with it. I don't know. but keep in mind, we want a 2020 creative kind of New Year's resolution. So be thinking about that, and we'll talk about it during the return. Okay. What do you want something for your poetry in the next year? So we'll talk about it then. Okay. All right. And that was Mama Ola Deji calling from Cleveland, Ohio. The only place in Ohio that she calls from.
Well said.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. All right. It's time for our second segment here. We're going to be taking up to five new callers. The number 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
Rock the mic. When you rock, nothing can stop you. When you suck, nothing can save you. Rock the mic, hot like this. I won't mess around. I won't waste your time. When you rock. My name is Lenny C., and I'm here to rock the mic. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic.
All right, and we're back here in the second segment. That was the late, great Professor Lenny C., who passed away, about 4 years ago now, 5 years ago?
Yeah.
More something like that. But we were lucky enough to have him within the first year that we were on the show, have him come and be a guest, which was absolutely fantastic. We've got three great callers lined up here, including someone we haven't heard from in a while. So I'm excited about this. Yeah. Should we just jump into it?
Sure.
All right, let's do it. We're going to head first to Missouri to talk to Sinister Spittle. Sinister, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing, man. I'm glad to have a moment and be able to catch you guys. I'm flying blind here, so.
You're doing great, man. You're on the line right here. You're in the number one spot. This is perfect for the situation you're in. We're happy to hear your voice.
Thank you. Yeah, I heard you calling up the troops there a while back. I've been kind of just down low and get them.
Oh, I understand. It happens. No problem.
I actually just wrote my first thing in like a year the other day.
No kidding. Well, all right, man. Well, we're happy that you're calm. We're happy you're going to be sharing it with us. So I'm going to give you the stage. We'll step back. We'll listen. We'll talk after, okay?
All right, man.
All right.
Eternal Stone. walking through eternal gardens and grayscale visions, envelopes or worlds of soggy fragments, shadowed visages upon sepulchres standing etched thoroughly, yet void and poetic rites of passing. Benevolent are such closing accolades for spent bones, earth-covered, lumber entombed, a time card life fully punched, warfare I endure as devils and angels alike fall asunder upon both fronts. Reading corrosive pages transcribing the wayward worm food crawling fallen before me, cerebral postcards, the muse catagenic sweeps up the sweet enchantments of sorrow's longing grip, holding a raven's beckoning which echoes the marble mausoleum, ignites the harmonious balance of lights ascending and gates sway. Voices claim their winged bounty or thwarted serpent's tail. Juxtaposed moments, the sun's ray helixes the gloom to illuminate the hollow, or when the fog denies painted rose vigilantly displaying the forget-me-not standing to atone for sacred moments, no darkness can penetrate. Ligatures on leaflets, soiled napkins of these victories or defeats I lived through and upon desolate quills weep. A glossary of poetic succubine and arduous tasks I'm portraying in my right dissecting eye. Waxed upon a thousand headstones, moonbeams light my November march of onious reckoning, reflective pondering to sterilize ominous granules timestamp, reasserting the balance to cold soil, moist air, disdained by loquacious crooning of placeless woes I'm pushing through, led by pen to carve eternal stone. And peace.
Wow. I've missed that. Fantastic. It's great hearing your voice and great hearing your work again. It's a specific style, you know?
Hey.
Love it, man.
I appreciate it. I'm glad you had me.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're happy to, and we are going to have the return engagement. If you have something else you want to read, we'll be having that after this segment.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, I will punch through and try to call back in about 25 minutes or so.
Sounds good.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, folks.
We'll talk to you then. Thank you, sir. And that was Sinister Spittle calling from Missouri. First time in a while. So happy to hear his voice. That's a great kind of gift for the holidays already.
Yeah.
All right, so now we're going to be heading to upstate New York to speak with Zach. Hello, Zach.
Hello, my friends. How are you guys?
Doing real well, real well. Happy to hear your voice.
Yeah, yeah. I got to help a family friend tonight, but he doesn't need to be picked up at 11:30, so I was able to find time to get on World Poetry Open Mic.
We're really happy you can join us, and you know I know we talked a little bit on Christmas through Messenger, but just for everyone else involved, how was Christmas?
It was good. You know, I was my parents gave me the great gift of being able to have enough money to buy my barcode and ISBN. So yep. That's one less thing I have to worry about. That's a you know, big expense, but it's one less thing I have to worry about. So my goal for 2020 is to release my book, and that's getting a lot closer to reality.
It is, and it's baby steps, but you know, like we were talking about too, it's kind of the whole process of getting the book as good as you possibly can, getting everything ready to go, and then putting it out and actually spending the time to market it appropriately and everything. And I think you're taking the time to kind of work through those things and learn about it, which is great.
Absolutely. I originally wanted to release it in September, but then I thought, you know, there's things I'm not thinking about. I'm just too excited at the prospect of being able to release a book. I need to step back and think about things. And, you know, the people respected me for it. You know, the fact that it would be a disservice to not only myself, but the people reading it if it wasn't in its prime, as good as it can be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think you're in the right mindset there. But anyway, so we don't just keep talking about this. I'm going to give you the stage. I'm going to let you read, and then we'll talk after.
Sounds good. This poem, I actually, brand new, I actually wrote it about an hour and a half ago. You know, I was thinking that, you know, about balance. And so it's something that we need and we don't talk about as much. So here it is. It's called Balance. Gray skies, no sun. All work, no fun. That's not okay. If you have passions and your parents say, don't waste your time, you'll never make a living that way, please don't walk away. Because in a world of so much stress and so much fear, balance is crucial to your health, even more so when you get closer to your older years. And when you have doubts and you feel like no one believes in you and you don't even believe in yourself, know that I believe in you. I really do. End of peace.
I really liked that one. JT, what'd you think?
I enjoyed that very much, Zach. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I was, you know, it's because I was helping someone else on on Hello Poetry. I was talking with them, and you know, they posted a saying that they were leaving, like, the world and everything, and that, you know, it said, look, you know, I'm not going to try to save you if you don't want to be saved, but I just want you to know that, you know, that I do care. And then I, you know, that I told her that she's a good writer, and I referenced some of her poems. And, you know, so I'm helping her, and, you know, she appreciates the help and the support. And that, you know, that we don't think about balance enough, that, you know, it's all work, you know, you don't, that we have to have time to find things that we're passionate about.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And you're right. I mean, it is all work. And I think the biggest thing in my world that I have to focus on a consistent basis is balance. Wouldn't you say, JT, like, just balance in life is a never ending thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
That work life.
Well, you know, it's
tough.
Good to talk to you guys. Thanks for letting me come on and you know, share my work and hear some great work from other poets as well. And you know, we'll talk later, but yeah, I hope you guys have a good show. Obviously, I won't be here for the return engagement because I got the family friend that needs help, but I will catch you next time.
Sounds good.
Talk to you then.
Thank you, sir.
Yep, bye.
And that was Zach calling from upstate New York. All right.
Well, at least we got to have him in.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad he was able to call.
Yeah.
Okay. You ready?
I think so.
Now we're going to travel to a place called Alabama to speak to Stan. Hello, Stan. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. So good to be here.
Hey, we're always happy to have you. It's always just a shot of positive energy every time you come on. We really love it.
Oh, man. It's good to hear from Zach and great to hear from Sinister.
I know, yeah. Right? That was a very pleasant surprise.
Yeah, now that put a positive spin on the end of this year for me.
yeah, me too. Me too. That's a good point. Good point. So how was your holiday?
Actually, wonderful. It was a great holiday. It really was. That. Christmas was wonderful.
Wonderful to hear. Wonderful to hear. I love that. All right, so let's do this. We'll just give you the stage as we've been doing this segment. Give you the stage. We'll talk a little bit after, okay?
All right. Thank you very much, sir. The piece I'm going to do is Autumn by Rilke, Poet of the Month. After the summer's yield, Lord, it is time to let your shadow lengthen on the sundials and in the pastures. Let the rough winds fly. As for the final fruits, coax them to roundness. Direct on them 2 days of warmer light to hail them golden toward their term and harry the last few drops of sweetness through the vine. Whoever's homeless now will build no shelter. Who lives alone will live indefinitely so. waking up to read a little, draft long letters, and along the city's avenues, fitfully wander where the wild leaves loosen. End peace.
Rilke, I gotta say.
Yeah.
Man.
I'm gonna tell you, this is a heck of a poet.
Mm-hmm. And if you read Letters to a Young Poet, you'll get it. I didn't read that book until 2017, and I was reading it sitting in, this is when I was in L.A., and I was staying in my friend's backyard camping in this tent, but I was able to sit there and look out over Los Angeles because it was up on a hill. And I was sitting there because I would wake up early here, but in L.A., I'm waking up at like 3 in the morning, and it feels normal to me. So I'm getting there, and I just have all this time to read, so I'm reading this book, and it was just so intensely inspiring to be a creative person and a poet. Letters to a Young Poet by Rilke is the closest thing to required reading I would say there is for a poet. And but his work is the same. It comes from the same spirit, the same soul, you know.
Yeah. I did. I enjoyed it. I really did. And I loved the way Dennis did the other one.
Me too.
Was nice.
Me too. Yeah. And
thank you guys for the suggestion.
Oh yeah, of course, of course. We're happy to do it. We got a great one lined up here for January. So hopefully it is much fun. But are you going to be around for the return?
Oh yes.
All right, perfect. Then we are looking forward to it, and we'll talk to you then.
Oh, indeed, and on to the next.
All right, thank you, sir. We'll talk to you soon. And that was Stan calling from Alabama. All right. Now, JT, there's something I have to tell everybody.
Yes.
Right now, as we speak, somewhere in the frozen north, a solitary man sits, unencumbered by the cold winds. His eyes are shut. His mind is fixed. His feet are warm. And his pen is scribbling. For he is the effing, yet ineffable, Haiku Master.
Oh boy, he's a Haiku Master!
Hi-ya! That is right. The Haiku Master, with that very lovely little cutout at the end of that piece, is here. And he has three haikus to share with us. Take it away.
All right. First, make plans within plans. Revolution upon us. Change the status quo.
Ooh.
Number two. Doors and beginnings. Two faces. Forwards, backwards. To the god Janus. And number three. Kisses, fireworks, promises to try keep, a midnight ball drop.
You talking about puberty?
Yeah, that's how'd you know?
There's so many meanings to extrapolate out of those things. That's why they call him the Haiku Master. All right, and now it's time for us to go to the return engagement. If you want to call and share another piece, you can do so. If you're listening and you want to call in and you want to share your first piece of the night, you can also do that. It's just one straight segment. The number is 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
This is Draven from The Silent Still, and you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic.
Nah. Everybody else is thinking it. I'm just keeping it going. We're here in the return engagement. Places where dreams come to die. No, I'm kidding.
Wow.
Not the truth. That doesn't happen. Dreams do not come to die in return engagement. That was After Dark.
No, but we get to do that. The resolutions.
Yeah, and actually, let's talk about that right now. So we're talking about creative resolutions for 2020. And of course, knowing that you don't have to make a resolution on New Year's. It's not a thing. It's just an arbitrary starting point. And why not, though? It's good to take a moment to kind of step back and say, what's this year going to look like?
Yep.
You know, and I know, I remember on New Year's Eve last year, finishing my book, submitting an album on the same night, and being like, oh, I had like 2 weeks of beard growth, and I was just like dragged myself up to bed at like 1 a.m. and I laid down and I'm like, oh, I still have to do a podcast episode. And I did it. You know, I did the episode and I finally went to sleep. And I remember that just moment of, it was exhaustion, but I knew that I had like hit this goal. I had won it was ugly. It was not the best, but man, I was plowing right towards it, you know? So I think I want to be able to kind of have that. So let's look at it. So as far as, let's just get into this easily. So JT, do you have any creative goals for 2020 personally?
I want to get another haiku book.
Oh, another haiku master book?
Yes.
Now, you already have a haiku master book, and I keep forgetting the title, even though we came up with it together. What's the title again? It's like...
Haikus from the Master himself?
The title is actually a haiku in itself. So you want to do another book like that. And then we also have some other podcasts we're putting out.
Yes.
Okay, that's what it is. It's the Haiku Master, a collection from the master himself. Enjoy.
That's right. Yes.
Great title. Yeah. The Haiku Master. And it has a 5-star rating on Amazon. You're killing it, man.
This is good.
Yeah, this is how you know.
Yeah.
See? This is a delightful book showcasing J.T. Gunther's imaginative imaginative poetic spirit in a concise form of literary brevity. I recommend this book for entertaining, lighthearted reading.
That's right.
I think the next one you should do should be deeply depressing.
Wow. Really? All right.
Well, you want one mood, you pick up one book, you pick up another.
Right.
Now, as far as the show, we've got a few things where as far as just world poetry that we are planning on doing already. Now, there's some we don't want to talk about yet.
Right.
Because we shouldn't talk about them until they start coming to fruition. But World Poetry Magazine is actually officially now going to be up as of this next year.
Which is great.
Which is awesome. And it's going to be a whole new kind of place for you to be able to share your work. We will be putting a link for people to submit up on Submittable. But if you're a listener to the show, regular listener, and you want to... submit poetry to us, you can do it through our email here, just say submission for magazine. And I'll be a little bit more clear and put some things up about what we're looking for. But the reason we're doing that is we're going to be following the advice of a lot of people who run magazines, which is to charge a small fee for people to put in poetry. And the reason we're doing that is not to use that as a generation thing. It is actually to use that to cut down on people not reading what we're looking for and people actually focusing. So they can submit as many as they want for like $5. But you guys, since you're supporters of the show, you don't have to do that. So we'll have it where you can just send it in the email. But we'll be starting to take submissions in January. And I think it'll probably be most likely that we'll have the first episode out maybe come summertime. But then we'll do first issue.
First
issue will be summertime. That way we'll just have a few months to just really make sure we get all together and get up and running. So that's one of our huge goals for the year. For me, and I know I'd said this, but my personal, so you mentioned the book. For me, I have more books that need to be coming. But also, I think I'm going to, this year was not bad, but it wasn't as productive as 2018. And I want to have the productivity of 2018 actually a little bit more so this next year. The other thing I'm doing is trying to get in the best shape of my life. I turn 40 this next year.
Yeah.
So get in the best shape of my life, travel overseas at least once, and just really... try to live these various important aspects of my life to the best of my ability, and you know, I jokingly say this mostly because it makes so many Bronco fans angry. I want to find a way to become whatever version of Tom Brady I could be in each area of my life.
Yeah.
Because Tom Brady is just solid and locked in.
Yeah,
right?
I get that.
So I'm really excited about it. I'm pumped. But you guys don't have to have all these things. I'm just asking about like one or two creative just kind of goals for the next year. So let's just get into it, okay?
Did you want to review the rules?
No, I think we're okay.
Good deal.
Yeah. All right. Let's head now into the first caller. Here we go. Pennsylvania. Let's go to Jim. Hello, Jim.
Hello.
Welcome back, sir.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Sorry, I got the show on my head.
Yeah. Welcome back, Cotter.
Yeah. Yeah. I can completely sympathize with this. So let me ask you, Jim, do you have a creative kind of resolution for 2020?
Well, one, to finally finish the Gods of Egypt. I put that on the back burner back in 2017, I think.
Okay, so now Gods of Egypt, what is that?
Long form poem is about the Hebrews in Egypt and Moses.
Wonderful. Okay, yeah, that actually sounds great.
Well, basically, it's supposed to be more about the plagues.
Okay, yeah.
The plagues. And I got so far, but it's like I just couldn't think of anything, so I put it on the back burner because I still have about 40 more lines I want to go with it.
Sure. Well, no, I think that's a great goal. And do you have another one or two that you want to add?
Yes. To reach 1,000.
1,000 poems?
Yes, because right now, as of right before the show, I finished number 559. I mean, 959 poems so far.
That's good. Yeah.
And I've had a thought about last month or so to try and put out a chapbook of Christmas poems for next year.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Those are great goals there. I think that would make a really solid 2020, don't you think?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I mean, we're here to offer any kind of encouragement or any kind of resources that you might need, okay? Including like graphic art, things like that. Let us know.
All right.
All right. But I'm going to let you read right now, and we'll step back and we'll talk after.
Okay. This one was I was on Christmas Day. I was listening to Music Choice Songs of the Season, or Sounds of the Season, and song Last Christmas by Wham came up. Apparently, it's from an album titled Music from the Edge of Heaven. So I kind of started thinking, and I came up with this poem. Angels on the Edge of Heaven. Angels on the edge of heaven watched from eternity, events unfold upon the temple plain. The child of promise announced to shepherds, grew to glory for the purpose of death to save all mankind. End of poem.
Beautifully done. Beautifully done.
Thank you.
Yeah. I really like that. And then the tie-in with Wham kind of makes me laugh, but I really did enjoy the piece.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, Jim, you know what? Best of luck on those goals. We're here for you. We're here as a support system on that, and we're really happy to hear your voice, and we look forward to hearing from you in the new year.
Yes.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you so much for everything tonight, and we'll see you next time.
Okay.
All right. And that was Jim calling from Pennsylvania, leading us off here in the return engagement. I don't know about. I think you could use a sniff very well if you did it right, like in the return engagement.
Yeah, but it reminds me of somebody. So,
who does it remind you of?
Well,
it's okay. I'll need a throat lozenge at some point here.
Okay,
I'll stop sniffing here. All right, let's go now to Barbara in Connecticut.
It's okay, I'll need a throat lozenge at some point here. I'll stop sniffing let's go now to...
Hello, Barbara.
Hello. Hello.
I wish I actually spoke that way. I wish I actually spoke this way all the time.
Well, you could, you know, if you just enunciated everything
if I
so
just, but then,
slowly.
And then just kind of dragged my voice like I was just perpetually going down a... And
exactly.
Just, yes. It just pronounced everything very slowly.
Very slowly.
I think I'm going to try this. Come closer. How many people would actually be able to take me seriously? They would just be like, why are you doing a voice? Why do you not sound normal?
I don't think.
This is my voice.
I don't think they would.
Oh, you don't think so? Okay.
No, I don't. So
this year I'll do that, and then the next year I'll try to do Barry White the entire year.
That would be interesting. Yeah, that would be very interesting.
Yeah, it would be interesting. All right.
Barry White. Okay, so.
Yeah, what's your creative resolution for the year?
My creative resolution is to, I have so much of a creative resolution. Okay. First, I want to finish my book, The Mill Valley High Five, which will finish the series, Mill Valley High Five series. And then I want to get together a new poetry book because there's so much new poetry that came out after, you know, I wrote my book.
Yeah.
Some of it's been published. And so I'd like to have it in one place. And the third thing is I got involved in this thing because we had a speaker from the who's the great-great-great-granddaughter of Elizabeth Cady Stanton, who was a suffragette.
Uh-huh.
And they're celebrating the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment.
Okay, yeah.
And they're doing it by they're going to put this this group called Monumental Women, and they have a website called monumentalwomen.org. They are putting a statue in Central Park that shows three suffragettes. One of them is Sojourner Truth. The other is Elizabeth Cady Stanton, and the other is Susan.
It's okay. Susan.
Anyway,
yeah.
She's another person. And believe it or not, there's never been a statue in Central Park of any real people, any real women. They're just like fantasy women. You have Alice in Wonderland, you have a few others, but you don't have any real women there. Lots of real men, you know.
Well, they're all statues, too.
Right. So there are no female statues in Central Park, which is something very unusual and will be changed. Susan B. Anthony, that's her name. So you've got Sojourner Truth, Susan B. Anthony, and Elizabeth Cady Stanton, all very famous people who worked on getting women's rights, the right to vote. And so they have them in one statue, and it's going to be unveiled in August. So we were invited because Colleen Jenkins, she's the great-great-great-great-granddaughter of Elizabeth Cady Stanton. She came to speak to our holiday party and asked us, the people in Greenwich Penn Women, to get involved in making up this book that they want to have on hand for people at this statue unveiling. So it's going to take up a little time, and we're not sure exactly how she wants it, but we're all supposed to be writing a chapter, so that's going to take up some time in my life.
I can understand.
And also,
that,
yeah. I want to do more editing. I'm a professional editor, and I have my own company, Boar Bear Editing Services. So I'm offering my services during the holidays, half off to anybody who wants them. And after the holidays, I still give a very big discount to friends.
That's great to hear.
Anybody who needs any editing, I'm available. I just finished editing 16 chapters for my Indian friend who has a worldwide bestseller. And anyway, he's going to have another bestseller with this one, I know. So anyway, that's my creative experience. And as far as what I'm reading, okay, I'm reading Rilke.
Okay.
Because I've always wanted to read Rilke. And so I'm reading I Am Much Too Alone in This World. I am much too alone in this world, yet not alone enough to truly consecrate the hour. I am much too small in this world, yet not small enough to be to you just object and thing, dark and smart. I want my free will and want it accompanying the path which leads to action. And want, during times that beg questions, where something is up, to be among those in the know or else be alone. I want to mirror your image to its fullest perfection. Never be blind or too old to uphold your weighty, wavering reflection. I want to unfold. Nowhere I wish to stay crooked, bent, for there I would be dishonest, untrue. I want my conscience to be true before you. I want to describe myself like a picture I observed for a long time, one close up, like a new word I learned and observed, embraced, like the everyday jug, like my mother's face, like a ship that carried me along through the deadliest storm. And poem by Rainer Maria Rilke.
Very well read. Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome. I really enjoyed that one because I really identified with it a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot with Rilke's work that I identify with as well.
I had a friend earlier in my life, and she always used to compare, poetry to Rilke and say, "Is my poetry as good as Rilke?" And she said, "I wanted to write like Rilke," and now I understand what she meant.
I think that's
didn't really read Rilke.
That's kind of a high bar, though. Is this poem as good as Rilke? It's like, wait a second, hold on.
I mean, he has words in there. Every day.
Well, keep in mind, these are all translated from German as well.
True.
Yeah.
True. Yeah, they are. But still, they're really, really good. I mean, just, they're so good. Anyway, I'm going to get off the phone because I know there's a lot of people who want to
teaming,
get on after
teaming
me.
Hordes behind you, Barbara.
Hordes behind me.
Hordes.
Okay.
Hordes.
Well, have a happy new year, Michael, and hope you enjoy yourself and talk to you in the new year.
Sounds good. Thank you, Barbara.
Okay. You're welcome.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. That was Barbara calling from Connecticut. It's interesting to me that an editor lives in Connecticut. Are we going to? Oh, okay. Do you want me to? All right. So I'm stalling right now. So at any rate, we've had some really good resolutions come up here. And I think these are great things. And one of the reasons I think that it's valuable for us to do this is that we have the kind of society here, the kind of culture that we built with the show, where we can all kind of work with each other, help each other reach these goals, and help kind of keep ourselves accountable in a positive way so we can all kind of be moving forward. And my vision for this that I would love to see is that we are just the most kind of productive wellspring of poetry that can exist in a community like ours. We're not a big community, but I really think a lot of what we do kind of resonates out to other poets who maybe don't call in here, but you know. And I think also with this magazine, the thing that'll be cool about that is it actually will be getting promotion. It will be getting a lot more things out there, but it will be a venue for you. But there's going to be a whole lot of people who don't know about our show who will finally start hearing about it because of the radio show. Because of the magazine. It'll be interesting. We might have some new faces and some new people show up. So I'm looking forward to seeing what kind of comes of it. All right, now we're going to head to Stan in
yes,
Alabama.
You're correct.
Okay.
Sorry, my fault.
Okay, it's okay.
There we go.
Hello, Stan. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you. It's good to be on again, I'm telling you.
We're happy to have you. So we've been asking a bit about creative New Year's resolutions, things for your poetry specifically. Do you have anything like that you've been kind of thinking about for 2020?
Yes, goals mainly.
Okay.
First and foremost, try to get myself into a position where I have more time.
Yes. That makes sense.
For poetry and for the spoken word. That's one.
Yeah.
And the second is consider putting something together to actually be published.
Mm. That's a good one, too. Yeah, actually taking the time to really kind of craft it and make sure it's ready to be sent and to be published.
Indeed.
Yeah. I could see that being a great, great goal.
Yeah. We will see.
Well, any help?
We will see.
You know, any help that you need or that you feel would help you move forward? I'm sure you know whether it's us here or someone in this community. I'm sure would be really happy to work with you and help any way we can.
Thank you. I do appreciate that. Yeah,
you got it. You got it. So, what do you have to share with us this time?
Well, I'm going to do one that. I actually wrote specifically for New Year's.
Oh, great.
It's called The Drop of the Ball. A New Year's tradition, a whole year to recall, before time presses on in the drop of the ball. Oh, it's been an apple, a star, so many symbols rise and fall. But tradition follows the descent of the drop of the ball. It descends through times great and times at their worst, through years that were blessed and those that seemed cursed. It dropped through many wars and those times of peace, through times of plenty and when poverty increased. Descended through the fear of difference, blind to humanity's accord. Can we not see with our soul's eyes before we draw the sword? I just pray our resolve to let live one and all occurs long before that final drop of the ball. In peace.
Wow. Well, Stan, I really liked that one, and it reminded me of some stuff I wrote about New Year's as well, and that took me back to a time about 11 years ago where things were pretty dark, and I remember probably the most I've ever have in the past contemplated taking my own life 11 years ago on New Year's Eve, and
wow.
I decided to not do it, and I'm really, really happy that I didn't, And you know it's funny how a piece like that makes me think of it, but I mean this in a positive way. By the way, I don't mean that, like you make me think about these things. No, but it really did remind me of the gravity of those moments too. You know.
Oh yeah. Now reflecting back on those moments. You know, there are times that we do not appreciate, but then there are those times that we are so grateful for the direction we chose.
That's true. They can be really rough, but then eventually there's moments where you look back and you go, you know, it couldn't have been any other way. It had to be that way. And or even these things that I wish hadn't happened, well, maybe I learned something from it. Maybe I got stronger because of it, you know. Who
there
knows?
You go.
Or maybe we're just good at post-rationalization. That's the other thing.
Hey, nothing happened to me. You know what? Sometimes one of the greatest reliefs you have in the stressful world we have now is rationalization.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. You know? Actually, a great point.
Yeah, I've had enough reality for a while. I'm going to go rationalize a little.
I actually really like that. I'm going to remember that. All right. Well, hey, Stan, thank you so much, sir. And we'll talk to you after the new year. So happy new year to you. And we will talk to you then.
Dan, to you and to everyone out there, and on to the next.
Thank you, sir. And that was Stan calling from Alabama, the number 3 in our return engagement spot. Now, by the way, everybody, we might be getting in the position where we might have to have people call us back because there could be some weirdness. We don't know that for a fact yet, but just be kind of aware that you may have to call us back if Skype starts acting strangely. All right, now we're going to go to Cleveland, Ohio to visit with Mama Oladeji again. Hello, Mama, you there?
Nope.
It's actually happening now.
It happened now.
And she's on hold for almost 40 minutes for this? All right.
Yeah.
Hey, Mama, we can't hear you. If you can hear us, just hang up, give us a call right back. Dennis is probably going to be the exact same thing.
Perfect.
All right. There she goes. She can hear it. That's such a strange thing.
It is.
All right, here we go. Hello, Mama. Welcome back.
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for being reactive and calling us right back. We really appreciate that.
No problem.
All right.
No problem.
No problemo?
I said no problem. Me not care about them things in mind. Me not see it. Them look something in there. It don't bother me.
All right. Well, so I'm going to give you the stage. Oh, I'm sorry. Your resolution.
My resolution is just to do better, man. We just want to do better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's all right. That makes sense to me.
We want to do better. We want to do the things when we say we going to do. Everything when we say we going to do, we want to do. We never do what we say we going to do.
I hear you.
All right. Perfect.
I totally get that.
Okay. The name of this piece is called The First Piece, which I'm going to mix two together. Let me see. One is called Party Drunk. Where's the other piece? If there's two short pieces, I was going to put them together. Party Drunk. And the name of it is called Party Drunk. Yeah, Party Drunk. They mess up the music party. Oh, it's called Party Drunk and Other Nonsense. Okay. Here we go. Let me get it together here. Okay, here we go. Music playing. Sweaty man approaching with a can. See, people who drink beer out of cans are all wrong. They are not real beer lovers darting in and out on the dance floor looking to press their smelly body close enough to some unaware soul. Not to court, but to get a free thrill. How cheap. He is obnoxious. He thinks he has swag as he brags. Been there, done that, pointing out victims of the rejected girls who no one wants to pursue. Anyway, they were yesterday's prey. I know he was not a real beer lover. He drank for the effect. Beer in a can, malt liquor, whatever brand he drank, whatever then he got his hands on. He drank when and when he got to where he wanted to be, he would start singing off key. Then he would turn into the dance hall king. See, real men drink beer out of glass bottles and mugs. Music playing, sounding really loud now. Man approaching with the can in his hand, asking me to dance. The music sounds really good, but I'm here looking good, feeling great. Tight fitting red suit shoes on with ankle straps, looking cute. Hair perfection, just right for catching. I'm going to show them all what I'm working with. I'm not a wildflower. I'm standing out tonight, just dance alone. I'll grab their attention. Yeah. And when he comes, with that bottle, with that can in his hand, I will not smile at him. I mean, I need to be seen. I have on a mean outfit, but this sucker is not a real beer lover, and he went too far. He put his hands in my bra, and I just busted his head top with my beer bottle in the mood. Well, it changed. See, real men drink beer out of glass bottles and mugs. And I was going to use him till something better came along. But the mood, well, it changed. And I was wanting to party. I didn't want to bust his head top. I didn't want to lick shots. I said, this nonsense has got to stop. Can we party? Can we just party like it's 1999? Can we just party feeling so wrapped up and feeling free? Can we just party? Can we listen to the djembe drum? Can we just party like it's 1999 before the decline of love began? I just want to party like it's 1999. What did I overlook? I feel like I'm in a prison camp. I want to revamp. I want to do the hoochie coochie and the cool jerk, dun 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 dun. I want to be mesmerized like James Brown, like get on up, like a sex machine. I want to set the pace. I mean, people all over the world. Oh, Soul Train, doing the damn thing. I can work it like that because I'm cool like that. We partied like it was 1999. Is it too late to party? Is it a crime to go back in time when you heard the long version of Stay in My Corner, making goddesses into baby mamas? But we did not mind. We hold up on the dance floor. We sang those love songs and we twisted our waist to the drum and the bass. Can we just go back in time and party this year in 2020 like it's 1999? In peace.
I love it, especially because she sampled two of my favorite, like, you, well, you sampled my, like, one of my favorite James Brown songs, too. I love it. Mama, that was great.
Thank you. I just mixed a couple of them together just for the fun of it. But
I think it worked. Yeah. It worked really well.
Thank you.
Ah, oh, that's so cool.
No offense to anyone who drinks beer out of cans, or just, you know, just don't walk over to me when I'm in my clothes looking clean. Got my swag. I'm up there.
All right.
Trying to be all cool.
I think, okay, we got the message. So nobody do that, okay? All right.
All right.
Mama, we love you. Happy New Year. We'll talk to you this next time, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. And that was Mama Ladeji calling from Cleveland, Ohio, the number 4 spot here in our return engagement for this evening. All right. I'm liking some of these resolutions, though.
Yeah.
That's really good. So let's...
Dennis.
Okay, so Dennis, it is now, so is he needs to call in?
Look at that.
Wow, he's on it. All right, yes. Perfect. Hello, Dennis. Welcome back.
Well, thank you. All right, here I am.
Man, you're a pro. It's like you've been doing this a while.
Yeah, a few years.
Just a couple of years. All right, well, hey, the stage is yours. Let's talk. I keep forgetting. Let's talk about creative resolutions first. Do you have one that you're going to apply in 2020?
Yes, I plan on getting a book of spiritual poems
printed,
wonderful,
published this next year. It's been on the back burner too long, and it's time to get it into reality and off the planning page and out in the public. So I plan on publishing a book of spiritual poems.
I am really excited to read that. Please let us know. Excuse me. I had to get up very early this morning. Please let us know when it comes out, and okay. We'll absolutely get a copy.
Oh, yes. I'll make sure to get the news out when it's published.
Sounds great. Thank you, sir.
Yes, thank you.
So what do you have for us this time?
All right. Well, I'm confused. I don't know whether the last name is Rilke or Rilke, but I'm going to read another poem by Rainier Rilke, this time, and the title is Death. It starts like this. Come thou last one whom I recognize. Unbearable pain throughout this body's fabric as I, in my spirit burned, see. I now burn in thee. The wood that long resisted the advancing flames, which thou kept flaring, I now am nourished and burn in thee. My gentle and mild being, through thy restless fury, has turned into a raging hell that is not from here. Quite pure, quite free of future planning, I mounted the tangled funeral pyre built for my suffering, so sure of nothing more to buy for future needs, while in my heart the stored reserves kept silent. Is it still I who there past all recognition burn? Memories I do not seize and bring inside. O life, O living, O to be outside. And I in flames, and no one here knows me. End of poem, a poem by Rainier Rilke, written in December 1926. This poem was the last entry in Rilke's notebook, less than 2 weeks before his death at age 51.
Wow. Man, Dennis, great choice. Great choice and a great read.
Well, like I say, you know how to pick him. He's a great poet, a great expressive poet, and he finds that common ground that draws people in. And that's what makes him such a great writer. And I do appreciate being introduced to him and learning more of his work, and I am going to do some more reading of his poetry.
That makes us very happy.
Thank you for the introduction.
Hey, you got it, sir. You got it. Thank you so much. And I guess we'll talk to you in the new year, huh? Next week.
You believe, Lord willing, we'll be back next year and start all over again.
Sounds good to me. Let's do it.
All right. Let's do it. I'm going to step aside. Is there anybody following me?
There is.
All right. Well, I'm going to step aside then. Let the next poet step up to the mic, and I'm going to say, God bless.
God bless, Dennis.
God bless. And that was Dennis calling from Michigan, the carpal tunnel of the Mitten State. He is the second to last caller of our show this evening. But now, we're going to give it a shot. Let's go to Missouri and see if Sinister is with us. Sinister, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
All right, man. Here you are.
Yeah, actually, earlier, that wasn't the new one. That was an older one. Could you tell how nervous I was? I'm not nervous since my kids were born.
No, you did. You did absolutely fantastic. We're just happy that you're here with us too. And you know, it's all a good thing. There's nothing but a good thing here. So how about this? I'm going to give you this. Well, actually, before we do it, I keep doing this. All right. So we've been asking everybody on the show, and I know I'm putting you a little bit on the spot. So if you don't want to have it, you don't have an answer, it's okay. But we were asking if you have a kind of like a creative resolution for this next year, for 2020. Is there something you want to do with your art, your writing in the next year, calendar year?
Well, definitely got to get Suicide Notions and Intoxicated Reprieve published.
Okay.
But I get my head out of my ass, you know. I can't art for shit.
Sure.
And I'm trying to draw again, and I'm going to start painting again. And, you know, I just got to get back into the rhythm. I got lost there for a while, and then things have been...
It's easy to.
And flux. And I put so much into that book in a year, 2 year span time that I, you know, kind of burned myself out. And I'm just kind of got to restart the fire. And I'm a pyro, so that shouldn't be a problem, but it is. You know.
Well, we know you don't have a problem setting fire to things, you know, in that way. You know, I mean, just spiritually and with the poetry as well. And I think ultimately, once the book's out there, when someone picks up and reads a book, they're not going to know about the length of time and all these things. It's just going to be the experience they have while it's in their hand. And yep. So maybe it's exactly the thing it's supposed to be. Maybe this is what the book needs from you.
Yeah, that and I think, you know, like at the same time I was trying to do a movie as well, and the movie needed something else, and that's it's kind of getting that kick right now. It's a horror movie, like a creep show thing I want to do, and I want to star my daughter. She's perfect for it. It's pretty intense. So, you know, it all comes about when it needs to come about. You know, we try to push these things, but life doesn't allow that.
I get it. Well, awesome, man. That's a great goal. So we're going to do this. We're going to step back. We're going to let you read, and then we'll come back. We'll talk after, okay?
All right. Love and spite. Broken echoes rattle from four chambers of love. My soul weeps for that which violently was stripped. Such dismal horizons glisten. Faint warmth. Here it once burned. Solitary strolls through once revered valleys of memory wane. These blue portals glass well like broken banks of a river. Trust that these sleepless nights see terrified cries of regret hush. Reason first solidified knowledge like years past that we will grow. Subsonic, though stutter vision comes empty hours void our bonds. Astounding that flags for just causes tatter in ill air of hypocrisy. Flagrant voices proclaim nigh a truth in cylinders of artillery brigades. Whipped mallets of no such blind counterscales of our true worth. Castro dragged two steps, seized like decay for this atrocious soapbox stance. Dark parallels of thought and vision, fierce guerrilla warfare relays. Digress in comfort of legality's stiff upper lip, which shall elevate us. So grand. Stack fortunes, worry-free, indulgent bosom to suck golden paths. Hear the heathens cry out in glory that our clan will unify again. These torrential onslaughts set out to rip our fabric from the seams will halt. Reassure in my faltered words, and this home is love and spite. We are one eternal. Time to riot and fight. And peace.
Sinister, it is absolutely great to have you calling in and reading, where it just gives us that shot of energy. We love it, man.
That's the first piece I've written in almost a year.
Well, hey, I wish you plenty of opportunities to start writing more and more this next year, and anything we can do to help you reach those goals, you let us know, okay?
Brother, everybody out there, I can't hear you, but I embrace you all, and... Yeah, one love, one art.
Hey, thank you a lot. Hey, and by the way, Happy New Year to you. And by the time we talk next, it'll be in the new year, hopefully.
Yeah, Let's look for a better one.
All right, man. Well, hey, thanks so much. Have a great night, okay?
All right, you too.
All right. And that was Sinister Khan from Missouri ending our return engagement. Like I said, we'll talk to you next year, hopefully. Like, it's next week. What does that mean? What does that mean, Michael? What does that mean?
Well, Lord willing, we'll all...
Well, we'll all be there. No, yeah. That's true. It was just me, like, somehow finding myself in a back alley of linguistics, and I'm like, what am I talking about? That happens a lot, by the way. So, it's been a great show, don't you think?
Yes, it has.
All right, I think the resolutions we heard are all very sound, and we're looking forward to it. And, of course, with this magazine, we're looking forward to having kind of like a platform, I said, to help promote you more. But also, when you have your books, you have these things you're putting out, like Jim's book or like Barbara's talking about or Dennis talking about, you know, putting out these things, Stan putting out something to be published. These are things that we're able to help promote and we'll help be able to do, because there'll be articles and things as well. So we're really happy to be able to put those things together for you as well. So... Oh, good. Jim's taking the rest of the year off.
Oh, well, that's good.
Good for him. All right, everyone. We love you. Thanks so much for spending the evening with us. From Novia, the studio cat, from Ursa, the studio dog, from JT, and myself, thank you. We thank you for this amazing year, and we will see you again in 2020. Happy New Year from us, and until next time, keep on writing. Good night.